Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imamc.org for Thursday, the 14th of 2016. Five injured, at least 13 others kidnapped as Israeli troops invade West Bank communities. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Medical sources in Hebron, in the southern part of the occupied West Bank, have reported that five residents were injured on Thursday evening and many others suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation after Israeli soldiers invaded Al-Arub refugee camp north of the city. The sources said that five residents were shot with rubber-coated steel bullets and received treatment by local medics without the need for hospitalization. Many Palestinians suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation, including some who fainted before the medics managed to reach them. Media sources in Hebron said that clashes took place in the refugee camp after the soldiers invaded the northern area. Elsewhere, Israeli soldiers carried out late night on Wednesday and on Thursday at dawn massive invasions and searches of homes and property in different parts of the occupied West Bank and kidnapped 31 Palestinians, including a child in Bethlehem and 14 elderly men from Jerusalem. The Palestinian Prisoner Society, PPS, said that soldiers kidnapped 16 Palestinians from Jerusalem between the ages of 45 and 70 after violently searching their homes, causing excessive damage. It's worth mentioning that the army have kidnapped 28 Palestinians between the ages of 50 and 70 in Jerusalem since the beginning of this month. In related news, Israeli soldiers invaded on Thursday at dawn a currency exchange shop in a building in the central West Bank city of Ramallah and fired stun grenades, causing the building to burn. The soldiers invaded Al-Ajuli currency exchange shop in the building and fired many stun grenades after confiscating large sums of cash, causing the shop to catch fire that spread through the building. The Israeli army claimed that the soldiers stormed the currency exchange shop to confiscate what it called money used to fund terror. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Thursday, April 14th, 2016 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi. I'm Bassam Balnoura.